I want to talk to you about the world of done. The world of done. It's an amazing place. It is incredibly spiritual place. It is a hidden place. It is. It's definitely a hidden place. And so if we've never been introduced to this realm, this world of done, I have that in parentheses, done, the world of done. It's in Dunkirk or something like that. The world of done. And I wonder, I really was debating on which one to start with, either the world of done or to go back through the verses that we had touched 7 days ago when I preached here. Oh, it hadn't been that long, has it? A few days ago, a few nights ago, I guess it is. So I decided that we would go ahead and try to lay a foundation in this world of done, one that will hopefully solidify certain scriptures that we'll do after this, hopefully explain the scriptures, many of them that you're familiar with, but the ones that we'll be discussing, and find rest and peace and but in reality this world of done, it does take the Holy Spirit so that human words can go forth. But it is it would be like also a challenge to want to really know that instead of hear a message on it and know the scriptures or see the scriptures on it and then move on to the next subject of your life, but maybe to find solid ground. And so I'm going to challenge you to listen to the scriptures, maybe jot down the verses as I go through them, and consider more deeply in your own being what that is saying, and then consider, I want that. I want to have that world of done. I want it to be mine. I want to be there, and I want to belong to that world. And from that world springs everything else. Springs everything else. In Christianity, we tend to do things backwards. We put the cart before the horse. And when we do that, there's a fallacy that follows that, and that is the fallacy that it's all about us, and that we have to gain something, and we have to do something, and da 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 da. And yes, there is doing, but they will come. They will come. They will. But as long as we dwell in this earth instead of the world of done, it's a laborious life. It's just, it can be so hard, and there are many traps that the enemy lays within that world that blind us to the world of done, and that keep us like a hamster on a treadmill, you know. Just going, and you know, with our, and I mean this with all sincerity, with our precious hearts, we are going with all of our might because we love the Lord. There's no question. We love the Lord. That's why we get so frantic sometimes, or panicked, or concerned, or fearful, or doubting yourself. And then it gets reinforced constantly with religion. Mm-hmm. And you know, I say this, you know, not in a bad spirit or anything, but religion in itself is your enemy. Yes. Jesus is your hope. Amen. And that's the truth. It is the truth. And that doesn't mean you can't go to church or whatever. You know, we have a church, you know. We try to keep religion out, but you know, believe it or not, it can be so ingrained in us that it's hard to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know at times we're being religious, but we are, instead of you know, filled with Christ and having our hearts set on Him. And I'll just say for now, in the world of done. It is more than that, but it is certainly that. You know, the Spirit of God is a dove. But sometimes when I open my heart, you know, like it needed to be open for a long time and I haven't or whatever, and I open my heart up to Him, He almost turns into an eagle. He just drops those wings and He starts heading straight in, because He was sent here for one reason. And when you think of it like that, and you really understand that that really is the truth, that He's sent here for one reason, and that is to glorify the Son.
Amen.
And to reveal the Son, and that. Well, that would take away a lot of religion, because you know, a lot of people use the Holy Spirit and hold Him in a religious way. And it clips His wings. And it does. It does. I'm just telling you, it does. The best example in the scriptures I can think about is the one that Michael Finnegan was talking about with, what's her name? Rebecca, which is it?
Rebecca.
And she's, and the Holy Spirit, Abraham is sending Eliezer, but he represents the Holy Spirit to bring the bride to the Son. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It's one of the first sermons you probably heard from me.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful, beautiful picture. She's riding along on her donkey, and he's, as it were, on beside her, and the whole journey from that foreign land to where the Son is, Isaac, the Son, is rough ground, and you know, riding on a donkey is rough going. It's rough going. You know, if you don't think it's rough going, try getting your camel to go faster than that camel wants to go. He'll spit in your face.
Yeah.
Well, so, and slow you down. So, so the whole journey, he's not talking about, externals, well, what kind of house am I going to have? Am I going to have good dishes? Or, she's not really doing any talking. You don't see any talking there. But we know the Holy Spirit's talking, and he's talking about the Son, because the Father sent him to go get her and bring her so that she will be solidly and completely not only with him, but in love. And a different kind of love, not just human love, which is here today and gone tomorrow. Godhead love, if you will. And so, she makes that journey. She stays the course. A lot of bumps. she can never say it was easy.
Right.
And we will never be able to say it was easy. But we're going to get to him.
Yes.
We're going to get to him.
That's right.
And in the world of done, we are already to him. But there is that work of the Holy Spirit, who is not just, I don't see Rebecca riding along on the camel going, praise God. Da, 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 da. I see her holding on for dear. My hair. the Holy Spirit, yes, when the Spirit comes, and I believe this, when the Holy Spirit really, really comes, if you wonder why your hands really do go up in a proper way and not a religious way, it's because the Holy Spirit lifted up Christ, yes. And you go, yes,
yes.
You reach over to the other camel and go, keep doing this. I want this Jesus, so she makes the journey, and then, she gets to the place, and he's in the tent, and she comes down from the camel, and the Holy Spirit says, he's in there. This is what it's about right there. You're going to become one there. And, she goes in the tent, goes, oh my God, it's the Son, and this is the one, and all of that. And, their wedding services, that they're joined together physically and spiritually and everything else. And, there was no broom that they jumped over to prove this is the wedding service or any of that kind of stuff. it's just oneness. And oneness is a beautiful thing. And she'll be tested after that. Her oneness will be tested. You ever had your oneness tested before? It'll be tested. That's okay. But it's okay. The testing, even if we fail, it's okay.
That's right.
It's part of the deal. We're getting a little closer. We're finding out. We're discovering what isn't it.
That's right. Amen.
If all we're doing is discovering that it isn't it, then we're in trouble. But if at times we're going, this is it, he is it, he is, this union is it, this is the whole purpose, all my life back there was not it, all, even this journey right here wasn't it, but it was meant to bring me to it. And that would be Jesus. That would be Jesus, not the religious Jesus, not Jesus of Nazareth, but the Son that was and is and always will be. Amen?
Amen?
And there's a difference. The ministry of Jesus of Nazareth is way different than, what we're talking about here. And it's fine, but once you get saved, Jesus says, I have to go away. You know, the way that you know me now is great, you 12 disciples, but I got to get out of here. We can't have this based on this anymore. I got to leave, but I'll come back. See, and we go, oh, he's coming in the clouds. Well, okay, yes, but there's a greater. He's coming in the clouds of your brain, your heart, your cloudy heart, you know. And that's where it's going to count, you know. And I can understand how people would, you know, make that so big, because this world is bad and it's hard and it's this and that and all that. And, you know, Deb and I were missionaries in Jamaica for years, and the Jamaicans had their own songs, man. And it was, you know, one of them was, you want to help me sing this? Oh, I want to go to heaven and rest. I'm tired of staying down here. I'm tired of my troubles and trials. Yes, I want to go to heaven and rest. Okay, how spiritual is that? I'm wondering, you know, all it is, I want to get out of here. I don't want any trials. I just want to rest all the time. Okay, well, if you're the wife of the Lamb, he's not going to let you rest all the time. Yeah. Well, you're going to be him.
That's right.
You're going to be him, and you're going to be doing him, not just for him. Yes, there's a portion of that, but you're going to be doing as him and as one. And that's one of the beautiful things of the world have done. That if we actually took the scriptures that I'm about to give and said, Lord and Holy Spirit and Father, this needs to be my foundation, you know, then it'll do you a world of good, another world of good. So I want to do that, and I want to go back through the scriptures that I began with last time. And the first one's going to be in Ephesians 1:4. Now, let's do this slowly, okay? I mean, I don't mean, you know, snails slowly. You know, I just mean with a little bit of meditation, okay? So, according as he hath chosen us. Okay, stop. And don't look at any further. Don't look any further. Nah, stop it. Where do we run off in the direction of the church understanding just by reading according as he hath chosen us? Oh,
us.
Yeah, it's us. And the emphasis is us. And it's holding on to an absolute truth and reality in a wrong way. It's not that you're wrong. It's not that we're wrong. It's not that the church is wrong. It's in the sense of being wrong. We are chosen. But we have to understand the basis of that and the reality of that. So let's read a little further. Chosen in him. Okay, well, that answers a lot, doesn't it? Because that's not you're chosen in you. You know, Jesus says, I looked in you and I saw. And you got to admit, you got stuff in you.
That's so true.
You know, I do. There's none good, but, you know, and there's none righteous, you know, no matter how long you've been a Christian, no matter how many years you've served the Lord, no matter what degree of service you've done, from, you know, cleaning toilets in the church all the way up to being a priest or something, you know, a pastor or whatever, it doesn't matter. There's so much of him, there's no way we could have already gained all that. And so it's not necessarily meant to be a point of condemnation.
That's right.
Can you see that? That it's not. That our lack is just a testimony of the greater fullness that is going to be ours as we lay hold of it in understanding and in revelation. Amen. So, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, I want you to meditate on that for a second and not think you know what it means. That's he's talking about in the world of done. You are chosen in the world of done. It's done. You are chosen. And where? Not now, not when you got saved. Come on. Somebody be a little shocked. It's before the foundation of the world. So that's a little hint on where we're going. That's where our journey is going to take us. To the world of done. All right. So before the foundation of the world, why? Why did he choose us before the foundation of the world? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Okay. So if we had been chosen in our life and not in before the foundation of the world, there's no way we would be holy and without blame before him in love. He chose us that would be the case. He didn't want to mess with the greasy parts. I know. But, you know, the having to just come in and fix everything in us, you know? I mean, he would just look in and go, okay, next maybe I'll find. You know, he's just, you have to realize that the world of done was before the world. That's where the sticklers come in here. You have to realize that. You see it here, don't you? I didn't write that in your Bibles when you were asleep last night. It's always been there. And so are the rest of the scriptures that we're going to discover. So that our chosenness, since that's what this verse is talking about, so that our chosenness can be clean. For him. That our chosenness can be secured. Not based on, see, if it's based on down here, we're going to do something wrong and then we're going to go into doubt and fear that we're chosen. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Okay, so there's a you know what the word holy means, right? It doesn't mean sinless perfection. It does not mean sinless perfection. It doesn't. Thank you. See, there's a confirmation right there. It does not mean that.
That's right.
And, you know, these holiness preachers are going, you can't ever sin again and da da da. Well, good luck with that. That preacher's probably sinning left and right, but he's preaching it hard and fast because he's trying to change. You know, he probably really does love Jesus deep down. But it's a wrong basis. You got to go back before the foundation of the world to really lay hold. It says it here, doesn't it? And it says that you should be holy. So holiness, folks, relates to oneness.
Praise God.
It does. That you should be one. And another way you could say it is that you could be holy. I know it's a different word. Holy his. Yeah. Which is what he wants, right? Okay. So he's making all this provision before the foundation of the world. I mean, how about that? What a good guy this is. This husband's a good one, hey? So, and he's securing it in the world of done.
Praise God.
Not in the world of none down here. Okay. So, holy and without blame. Oh my gosh. What would it feel like to be able to walk in a world without blame? Well, it's not going to be based on you. But it's going to be based in you. And it's going to be secured by chosen in Him. Chosen it, us in Him. That's what it says here. Chosen us in Him. Okay. So, who's making all these plans before the foundation of the world? Who, this is just the first one. We got a bunch left to go here. But who's making these plans? It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. And it's none of them are going to sin or fail or, the plan is going to be stable as long as we don't make it about us first and as long as we understand that we have been settled into the world of none, or done, done. And in doing that, then everything can move forward. Okay. There is no devil messing with this right here.
Praise God. Praise God.
You know, he doesn't even know the world of done.
That's right.
You know, he's messing in this world. And this is where he rattles your tree and you go, my fruit's falling off. I wanted to give it to Jesus. Just pick it up and throw it back at Satan. All right. So, and then it's without blame before him in love. All right. So that, let's just say it like this. If you're before him, in love, basically in his love, then he's not seeing blame in you when you're in him.
No, that's right.
Because he would have to see blame in Jesus.
That's right.
And this is before the world, so it's before sin.
Yeah.
You got to remember that. These things are important.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I never heard this before. Well, I would say stick around because most of the stuff I share, people go, I haven't heard that before. But check it out in the scriptures.
Right.
Get into the word and find it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's not about believing me or me having the answers or any of that kind of stuff. We're on a journey together.
That's right.
We are, and we're a family.
Amen.
And this area is important to our family. All right. So let's move on to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. For we which believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, this is God speaking, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. So he's talking about, this is Hebrews 4:3, I think. Is that right? Okay, thanks. I'll read it again. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Okay, all right. So this rest, though, was settled before the foundation of the world. So it's not a concoction of religion. We call it a finished work, but I'm sorry, I don't like that phrase as much as I like the world of done. All right. So, if they shall enter into my rest, he's not telling you to get rest or to conjure rest or to, find it somewhere else other than him. He's saying, this is my rest, come. All right. But in truth, he's saying, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. All right. So yes, do we look to the cross? Yes. Do we look to Jesus giving his life? Yes. But if you really want to look to it, you have to look to what was in the heart of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit before the foundation of the world. Amen. When there was no devil running around and there was no sin and there was no, you know, all this stuff that we worry about and that trip us up so easily, you know, wasn't there. If we somehow, by reading the scriptures, could see, just get a glimpse of that world of done, we're there in him, but we could enter into it more because we realize it's an actual place. Yeah. It's a realm.
Praise the Lord.
It's a realm of God.
Yes.
And God did it. And he said, well, I'm going to make sure this thing's secure because we're going to do it now, you know. So it's there. And then just point to it, you know. He's saying that the works are finished from the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many of you have ever stumbled trying to do works that you could feel like this is glorifying God and everything else? Or how many of you have ever felt like I need to lay hold of what Jesus did so that the work would be finished in me, you know, in yourself? How would that feel to the Lord, you know? I mean, I don't know. I get weird pictures trying to describe this stuff. It'd be like this. We'll use Sue's example, you know, except for we're going to reverse it. An aristocratic husband, mm-hmm, and a bunch of country bumpkins. So he marries a girl that's, you know, lived in a shack and this and that. He builds this most beautiful home and puts love in every brick and every part inside and out, and just wants to know. He might not even know everything that a woman would want or need in there, so he finds out somehow. You know, mom, you know, or somebody. He finds out, and in finding out, he finds out, well, this should be set there, and this is there, knowing that she may come and arrange some of that, but she ain't going to change the house. And, you know, you know, she comes in and she flops down on the couch and starts eating oatmeal and spills it all over the couch and da 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 and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know, I don't think he's so worried about the couch. I think he's worried about what he's got. It's not all perfect in us first. It's coming to what is perfect and already is there. And that's how you conform. You don't sit out here in the dirt and try to live like an aristocrat. Does that make sense? You know? No. But the thing with the Lord is he and the Father and the Holy Spirit, they did it way in advance.
Wow.
Before they even made us, before the world was even made, before all the things that we worry about that mean nothing to them, because this is the home and I want you to love it and I want you to live with me in it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Steve?
Just outside of time.
It is? It is outside of time. And that's a huge part of all this. Amen. So, okay. So, I mean, I know y'all have all read these scriptures before, but is it a little bit of a shock that the works were finished from the foundation of the world?
Yes.
And you can have rest. He's talking about rest.
Yes.
So it's all settled with them. He's just trying to get it settled with us. But we're trying to get it settled in us instead of our husband, instead of in him. You know, it's a convoluted situation. It's got all this mixture and all this stuff. And like I said, and in most of our hearts, we're sincere. We're sincere trying to get to Jesus. We're sincere wanting to be without blame before Him when He's already done that.
That's right.
You just, the more you see it, the more you'll be it.